Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 17th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 249 years ago, today in 1775, the Battle of Bunker Hill took place in Boston, Massachusetts. This battle marked the first major conflict of the American Revolution. Although the fighting took place on Breed's Hill, the battle's name references the nearby Bunker Hill. British and colonial forces clashed for 2 hours, leaving lasting impacts on Charlestown and the colonies. The battle, though a tactical British victory, galvanized the colonial resistance and inspired future generations to fight for liberty and justice. Each year, people gather at the Bunker Hill Monument in remembrance. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. Expect a fresh southwest swell to peak on Monday with widespread waist to chest high waves and head high waves at standout breaks. Expect southern eddy wind in the mornings. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking rough out there at 4 to 5 feet and nothing but the chop. But keep an eye out for some fair conditions around sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 4.5 feet at 9 seconds, and the onshore wind is 7 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 3 foot at 7:30 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide just after noon. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 63 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 70 and south wind at 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Looking ahead in the weather. Tuesday through Thursday will be partly sunny with highs near 71 after morning fog clears. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 73. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, grading resumes for Oceanside's much-anticipated Ocean Camp project, featuring an artificial wave lagoon, resort hotel, retail shops, and nearly 700 homes. The 92-acre site, formerly a drive-in theater, awaits city permits for infrastructure work expected this year. Despite past environmental challenges, a settlement reduced the housing count and added affordable units. Supported by locals and surfers, Ocean Camp promises to boost Oceanside's appeal. Details on the wave pool's technology remain undisclosed, but the development aims to offer diverse recreational activities and enhance the local economy. Now on to sports. Bryson DeChambeau has won his second U.S. Open, triumphing at Pinehurst, number 2. DeChambeau's victory came as Rory McIlroy faltered, missing crucial putts, and continuing his nearly 10-year major championship drought. DeChambeau's crucial par on the 18th hole secured his win by one stroke. McIlroy's struggle, including bogeys on the final holes, highlighted the intense competition. DeChambeau praised McIlroy's skill, acknowledging his own luck in the victory. This win adds to DeChambeau's 2020 U.S. Open title, showcasing his resilience and strategic play under pressure. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Mets 11-6. And tonight, the Padres head to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. In top news, Warren Kitty added 4 million more GameStop shares, bringing his total stake to 9 million shares, valued at $262 million. Despite this move, GameStop stock sank 4%, trading at $30.18 on Friday. Last week, Keith Gill, known as Roaring Kitty, revealed his 120,000 GameStop call options. Fans speculate he used proceeds from these options to buy the additional shares. GameStop recently raised $2 billion from a share sale, but reported a 28% drop in first quarter net sales. In business news, a $4.5 billion settlement between Duquan, Terraform Labs, and the SEC marks a resolution in the high-profile case involving Quan's failed stablecoin. This follows a series of legal actions in the crypto sector, including Binance's $4 billion settlement. Quan, known for his collapsed stablecoin in 2022, faces significant legal challenges. With Terraform Labs bankrupt, the ability to pay the fine remains uncertain. This settlement is part of broader efforts to hold crypto bad actors accountable as the market matures with increasing involvement from major financial firms. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA's 47-year-old Voyager 1 probe is fully operational again after 7 months of technical issues. In November 2023, the spacecraft, over 15 billion miles from Earth, began transmitting unreadable data. Engineers traced the problem to corrupted memory in its flight data subsystem computer. By April, two instruments were restored, and now all four are sending readable data. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 continues its mission, studying interstellar space, showcasing the incredible longevity and resilience of this historic probe. And in entertainment news, Matt Damon and Casey Affleck star as two thieves on the run. In the trailer for Doug Liman's heist movie, The Instigators, set to premiere on Apple TV Plus on August 9th. Damon plays Rory, a desperate father, and Affleck is Cobby, an ex-con. After their heist on a corrupt mayor goes awry, they embark on a chaotic escape with Rory's therapist, portrayed by Han Cha, reluctantly joining their adventure. The film also features Michael Stuhlbarg, Paul Walter Hauser, Ving Rhames, Alfred Molina, Toby Jones, and Jack Harlow. The Instigators is produced by Artist Equity, Studio 8, and The Walsh Company. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the U.S. representative who originally dedicated the Bunker Hill Monument in Charlestown, Massachusetts, Daniel Webster. And he said, "Behold then, fellow citizens, the difference resulting from the operation of the two principles. Here today, on the summit of Bunker Hill, and at the foot of this monument, behold the difference. I would that the 50,000 voices present could proclaim it with a shout, which should be heard over the globe." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.